I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with that super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How you doing, Big Dave?
I'm doing good.
So we're celebrating Labor Day weekend with our topic this week, life category career. But you and Mark didn't even know that I had that set up, did you?
I did not.
Well, I did, and it was a total accident. So this week, our topic is life category career. And on Sunday, on Stress Mastery Weekend Edition, host Mark Middlestead did an episode on Do What You Love or Love What You Do. On yesterday's Monday with the Super Millennial, he talked on Don't Fake It Until You Make It. Today's Health Huddles, we're going to talk on Mastering Stress in the Workplace. This is part one. And we will have part two tomorrow in Meeting of the Minds. This week's Connection Thursday, we're talking on Career and Purpose. And Friday, we will continue our book study, The Book of Joy by Archbishop Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama. So I have to tell you guys, both you and Mark, this week our topic is life category career, and both episodes were fantastic. Mark's on Sundays and yours yesterday. So yeah, it's Labor Day weekend, so why not have career as the topic, huh?
Yeah, Mark never misses, man. I mean, he starts off with a bang, and it kind of gives me some of the inspiration as I start to, write mine. He gets me going. So
I was curious how he was coming out on that one. I was curious on how he would come out on that. And he did not disappoint.
He does not miss.
Say, so any announcements before we get started here, Big Dave?
Yeah. The only announcement that I have for you guys, regarding the Stress Mastery Mastermind, we are receiving the applications. I know you guys are probably wondering, where's my reply? Did I get in? Did I not? What's going on? What we did is decided to hold off on replying until we gave everybody a chance to apply. So we are going through them as we speak. We are going to put out one more email on Thursday with a little bit more information, some more clarity. And then we will continue the application review process. So we are getting them. Just understand that we're not replying to everybody just yet. We want to give everybody an opportunity to apply. And then we're going to go ahead and filter, vet through, and pick the candidates that will, end up being in the mastermind.
Awesome. Okay. Good job, David. I think it's going well so far. I have to tell you, I've been, my contest, getting really ready now. I'm 12 weeks out, and I've been using our supplements. And I know they're not on sale yet, but wow, what a difference. And it's kind of a shameless plug, but it really isn't. I am shocked to see the changes in my HRV and everything with a couple of supplements I've been taking that I created the formulas, but I haven't used them in contest training ever. So it's kind of cool to see, because I wasn't using them until the last couple of weeks, and I could see the difference. It's amazing. I can't wait to bring those to the public.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. We're getting real close to finishing the box, the everything that's coming together. You guys in the community have got a bunch of sneak peeks, and we got some more coming for that. But I am excited.
Yeah, so me too. So this week, speaking of being excited, life category career, today's Health Huddles, we're going to do part one, and we're discussing mastering stress in the workplace. So stress is defined as the feeling of being overwhelmed or unable to cope with mental or emotional pressure. And to me, David, this is a terrible definition. And the reason I think it's a terrible definition, this paints stress as negative. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's the same way that I initially viewed it as well. I thought stress was a bad thing. I thought me having stress was me doing something wrong.
Exactly. So, but if you think about it, if I'm in a gym training, right, and I'm stressing my body, this pressure or stress on the body is positive, as the stress of training muscles make the body stronger. So one of the things I want to do is really clarify what stress is, because stress is also defined as any type of change that causes physical, emotional, or psychological strain. Well, for those who have followed stress mastery over these years, understands that all change will create stress because of the comfort zone, right? The want of security in the comfort zone. And you must understand, everything is always changing. We live in change. Thus, all change causes stress. So to define stress as bad is to set your life in suffering. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with me? You agree with, and by the way, it's all right to disagree with me on this, because it's a pretty radical point I'm going to make today.
No, I would say so far, I definitely do agree. It's something I've had to learn to embrace myself.
So, okay, let's start here. What is stress? Stress is simply a conflict. When the human being goes through the stages of development, they are automatically programmed with a belief system of how life is supposed to look and how life is supposed to work. When anything opposes this set programming, this set perception, when anything, the smallest of situations, do not meet your expectation, you get stressed. This is as the program activates and creates a conflict. There is no way to stop conflict, simply because the human being is hardwired for behavior, and this behavior is dictated by what is held in mind. The human being is built for survival. And one of the main survival processes is for the human being to play out their role within the tribe, culture, and society that they were born into. Anything that enters the individual's environment that isn't aligned with these roles will activate the hardwired behavior of the individual to defend and attack, an attempt to control the situation, thus causing stress. Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, I think it's funny because I think a lot of people, especially like the younger, they try to avoid anything that adds more to their life, you know, like you said earlier, like the gym, you know, extra work, something that'll kind of remove yourself. And that's kind of removing or avoiding stress itself as well.
Trying to anyways. And yeah, that's really, so that's what I want to make my point today. See, anytime two belief systems come in contact, and if these beliefs are not perfectly aligned, they will clash, activating conflict and stress. So the workplace is statistically the place where stress has become an issue of epidemic proportions. Here are just a few of the workplace stress statistics compiled by the American Institute of Stress. 83% of U.S. workers suffer from work-related stress. U.S. businesses lose up to $300 billion yearly as a result of workplace stress. Stress causes around 1 million workers to miss work every single day. Only 43% of U.S. employees think their employers care about their work-life balance. Stress has been shown to be a major cause of depression. Depression leads to $51 billion in costs to employers due to absenteeism and $26 billion in treatment costs. Work-related stress causes 120,000 deaths and results in $190 billion in healthcare costs yearly. So I would say stress in the workplace is pretty heavy. Would you agree?
Yeah, for sure. And that's talking about our culture. Imagine, you know, other cultures that take it a lot more serious, like, you know, Japan, China, and things like that.
That's just the U.S.
Yeah.
Yes. It's just the U.S. Now, if we look at statistics built around stress as a whole, they are quite astounding. 55% of Americans are stressed out during the day. Women are more stressed than men. And the reason is women also have other responsibilities besides just the workplace and the career. A third, now this is interesting, and I know this for a fact, a third of doctor visits are stress related. And this was 2018. Imagine today, after COVID, the pandemic, we know in our clinics, at least a third of the doctor visits were stress related. We know because we actually measure it. And 52% of Generation Z, this is Brett's generation, the generation below you, have been diagnosed with mental health issues. 52%. And 57% of those who were stressed out say they are paralyzed by stress. So with all of that, what are we doing? How are we going to fix this, David?
Shut off our computers, go back to sleep, and hopefully start again.
Rip Van Winkle it, huh? Is that what we're going to do?
Hey, so, and it sounds like a joke, but I know so many people feel that way. They just want to stay in bed and avoid their duties throughout the day. So I know a lot of people can relate to that, but...
And what does that cause?
More stress.
There you go. So here's the truth, people. Stress cannot be stopped. Yet, stress can be mastered. I will repeat that. This is a fact. Stress cannot be stopped. Yet, stress can be mastered. Conflict causes the stress response, and conflict cannot be stopped. Yet, conflict resolution can become a habit, a skill, and this is stress mastery. So let us slow down and dive into this issue of mastering stress in the workplace.
Let's do it.
Many companies have attempted to deal with the issue of workplace stress. And you could see why they would attempt to deal with it. You saw the hundreds of billions of dollars stress is causing companies, correct?
Yeah.
Now, I have been in the corporate wellness and stress management arena since the early 1990s. I have worked in companies all around the world. I have created classes. I built on-site workout facilities, even brought doctors in to care for the employees at the workplace and care for their needs at the workplace. We have taught stress management and touted all the wonderful aspects of exercise, diet, meditation, yoga, and all of the aspects of managing stress. We've taught all that. And the results, well, to put it mildly, the results were a complete failure. And there are a couple reasons all these efforts have failed. First would be the buy-in. You see, when companies are working to bring in something to deal with stress, it's usually the human resource people that do it. Human resources, or maybe a few select executives, would buy in and then basically force the employees to take in seminars and classes on stress management. Yet, you would rarely or never see anyone from the C-suite. The big decision makers would bring in something for their employees, yet they never participated. This is like a parent lighting up a cigarette while telling their child that smoking is bad for their health. You understand?
Yeah.
So companies, and they're trying to do something, right? Because I'm telling you, there isn't a single stress management program, corporate wellness program that has been successful. If you could show it to me, it would have been duplicated in every company in the United States because it doesn't work. I know for a fact it doesn't work. And these companies with their so-called farce of a wellness fair, they hold them every year, and they might get some early buy-in on the wellness and stress management, only to practically have no participation in a couple months later. None. Zero. Now, I also participated in those, so I know what I'm talking about. I'm talking from experience. In fact, there was one worldwide corporation, I will not mention the name of the company, everybody knows it though, and they had me build a state-of-the-art fitness facility at their U.S. headquarters. And I pleaded with them to have 1 year minimum of progressive classes, trainers manning the facility, coaches working with people, and all of this fell on deaf ears. The facility was close to $500,000 to build. And this investment within a few months would sit completely empty. And the conclusion from the executive team was wellness doesn't work. This is what's happening. We're talking about mastering stress in the workplace, right? Mm-hmm. And here lies the truly big issue when it comes to corporate wellness and their stress management programs. Here's the issue. Stress management does not work. It's impossible. Do you have any questions or any feedback on that?
No, I think that they should just call it stress control, and anything you try to control comes back to bite you in the butt.
Can't control, right? So let's talk about this. Let's jump in. And that's the statement. Stress management does not work, cannot work. It's impossible. Here's why. The human being is hardwired for behavior. This behavior is dictated by what is held in mind. What is held in mind is the programming set through the stages of development through the tribalization process that every single human being goes through as a child. This programming held in mind is driving the individual's behavior. And this behavior functions through the human construct. The human construct sets our state of being. And this state stays congruent to the programs held in mind. The human being's brain, every human being's brain, works in a specific hierarchy within the human construct. This hierarchy is set and cannot be deviated from. The amygdala in the brain is on a constant lookout. Its mission is to activate the alarm system of the human construct if anything in the environment does not align with the perception, which is being built through the programs held in mind of what should be. This view of life sets the individual's expectations, and they live through this glasses of life on how things should work, should be, or should not be. Do you understand?
Yeah, that's a lot of should.
Yes. And the human being, every human being, functions and operates exactly the same. And this function and this operation was set as we became Homo sapiens 200,000 years ago. And we're still Homo sapiens 200,000 years later. Our function and operation cannot be deviated. The way our brain operates cannot be deviated. The way we get programmed cannot be deviated. And the way the construct works cannot be deviated. Thus, stress cannot be deviated. So I want to make this understood that stress is not a workplace problem. And I want to give you an example by that. So let's say you wake up and you're getting ready for the workday. And you're getting ready and you're going to brush your teeth, and damn it, you're out of toothpaste. And the alarm system activates and you are in conflict and stress. You are looking all over the place for the toothpaste. You are getting madder and madder every moment. Finally, you find the toothpaste, yet your state is already activated in the alarm system. You are in event, judgment, reaction. You are in conflict and stress. Now, you found the toothpaste, but you're running 10 minutes late. The alarm system stays activated. It's in a state of event, judgment, reaction. You are in stress and conflict, and you are bitching up a storm. You run out of the house hoping that you can hit a Dunkin' Donuts drive-through on the way to work for coffee. You haven't had time to have your coffee. You are rushing and rushing, and lo and behold, your regular route to work is blocked by construction. Alarm system stays activated. You'll continue to be in stress and conflict. You reroute yourself and you head straight to the office. You are frustrated and annoyed. Alarm system stays activated. Your state continues in event, judgment, reaction. You are in stress and conflict. You're mad at your spouse. It's her fault that the toothpaste was out. In truth, you never told her that you needed toothpaste. Happened to me before. And you are still in stress and conflict. You walk into the office, and here we are getting ready to start the workday in full-blown red zone. The human construct stuck in the alarm system, and it looks like this. One, the alarm system is activated. The sympathetic nervous system is turned on. You are in the limbic brain in the red zone. Two, the stress loop is connected. Mind, thoughts, body, and emotions. Three, the mind identity. The ego has conscious mind control. In the red zone energies, you are upset. You are annoyed. You are complaining. Number four, the body identity. The body supports the mind. The stress response. The HPA axis is activated in full-blown stress response. And five, the identity base, you are in event, judgment, and reaction. Now, the brain works in a specific hierarchy, as I mentioned earlier. When this individual became stressed in conflict, one, brainstem activated, two, the deencephalon activated, three, the limbic brain locked in. And for this person, that limbic brain is keeping them in reaction, judgment, and the red zone. For this person who changed their state to let go of the stress, to move into the green zone, the parasympathetic nervous system, this individual must slow down, let go, and take a breath. This action activates the next level of the brain, which is the cortex. When the cortex is activated, this changes the human construct. Number one, alarm system shuts down, recuperation system, parasympathetic nervous system, green zone, turns on. Two, stress loop is broken, vagus nerve is connected. Three, mind identity. The individual becomes mindful, takes conscious mind control. Four, the body identity. The body supports the mind. It relaxes. Five, identity base is an event, awareness, and response. So I ask you, David, what are the chances that this individual in our example would slow down, let go, and takes a breath as he walks in the office?
Slim.
Let's say the chances are just about zero.
Yeah, I was going to say very slim.
Yes. And the reason is...
Oh, man. That's as much as it gets.
I wish they would do it, oh, man, because the chances, like I say, are just about zero. And the reason is this. The person does not know they are stuck in conflict and stress. You see, all the stress management tools in the world are useless if one does not understand and have awareness of the function and operation of the Homo sapien and being a human being. See, in this state of conflict and stress, this person is in judgment reaction. They are complaining about the road work. They're complaining about the spouse. They're complaining about not getting the coffee. And this holds stress and conflict. And David, this has nothing to do with the workplace. Nothing. Yet, it truly has everything to do with the workplace. Because guess where they're taking their red zone energy into?
The workplace.
The workplace. Exactly. And this is what happens to people. You see, it's not just the workplace. We're blaming the workplace. But most people have to understand, and this is important to get, we always, every day, wake up in the limbic brain red zone. Every single day. Now, if this individual was practicing stress mastery and everything that we teach in stress mastery, they would have become aware of the conflict activated by no toothpaste and executed the practice. Activating conflict resolution, moving the brain into cortex and changing their state to event awareness and response. They're no longer in stress and conflict. Now, this person, if practicing stress mastery, would have set their day. So when they came to the road construction, once again, getting activated in conflict and stress, they would have the ability to slow down. And again, this moves the brain into the cortex and they can execute conflict resolution. The one aspect this individual could not do is stop the conflict and stress. They can't. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. You see, we can't stop it. This is the biggest deal when we talk about stress in the workplace, is it can't be stopped because stress is not a workplace thing. It's a human being thing. It's happening wherever you are all day long. That's what stress mastery is. Conflict resolution, because we can't stop the conflict. Now, tomorrow, in part two of mastering stress in the workplace, I'll get into specifics of practices. For part one, this is the message that needs to be driven home to everybody listening, especially for those that own companies, are part of companies, understanding workplace. Stress cannot be stopped. Stress cannot be managed. Stress can be mastered. And to accomplish this mastery, it starts with one, awareness, two, practices, and three, skills. So I wanted to, what are your thoughts, Dave? I'm on a roll today, I know, because I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, I think the big thing, especially when you look at this, it kind of circles back to what we said in the beginning. Stress is one of those things that you shouldn't avoid. I think that's the big first issue.
Avoid life?
Yeah.
You can't. It's impossible. This is what people don't understand. That response happens, that impression of the mind, 400 thousandths milliseconds. In less than a half a second, the whole stress loop and construct is set. How can you think that you can avoid it? It's impossible. No, in fact, trying to avoid it is going to stress you out.
Yeah.
So here is how off are the professionals when it comes to stress. This is from the American Institute of Stress, and they're frequently asked questions. Number one, what is stress in the workplace? Their answer: this is harmful mental and physical duress caused by various factors at work. No, it's not. See, various factors at work are various factors at work, right? It's everything all day long is about conflict resolution. If you get stuck in the conflict, you're in reaction, you're going to be stressed out. If you respond and learn everything that we're going to teach you in tomorrow's episode, you master stress. But that is terrible. This is like one of the top people or the top organizations on stress. Here's another one. What causes stress at work? The most common stress at work are strained relations between employees, bosses, or managers, as well as workload and deadlines. Wow. Okay. So, in other words, the number one strain is people. No shit. It's people. When two belief systems come together, they will clash and create conflict. It's a matter, can you create conflict resolution? It just amazes me how this isn't moving forward. In fact, it's getting worse since the pandemic. Number three, what are signs of stress in the workplace? Increased sick days, asking for an advance, or having personal problems at work. Maybe those are the signs. The signs of stress in the workplace is, it's a workplace. And what is work? Conflict resolution. You can't stop stress in the workplace. You can master it. You can't manage it either because you can't stop the conflict. So trying to run away from it, like you're saying, and people are doing it, they're trying to avoid it. You're not going to avoid it. It's impossible. You're a human being. You can't avoid it. It's unconscious. You understand? We are built as Homo sapiens to live in a tribe of 100 people and everybody having the same belief system. They didn't have conflict. And everybody's supposed to work as one unit, unified. How does that look in today's world? That's not working well, right? So here is, how do I stop stressing at work? Develop professional and healthy responses. Well, yes. Thank you. Yes. What is that? What does that mean? That was her answer, by the way. What does it mean? I promise you tomorrow, I'm going to give you healthy responses. And finally, are you ready for this, David? And I'm going to turn it over to you. The American Institute of Stress concludes, well, it's bad out there, and we are getting progressively more stressed out. What the are you talking about? It's the same as it's always been out there. The human being is hardwired for behavior. Behavior is dictated by what's held in mind. And we have to understand that we're always going to go in a hierarchy of the brain. We're always going to have the conflict first before the resolution. You can't run from it, hide from it, or try to manage it. You can only respond to it. Can't stop the conflict. David, it's all yours.
Yeah, I think that people need to start looking at, stress the same way we do. You mentioned it earlier, the same way we do with working out, building muscles, doing stuff. It's dealing with it, learning to overcome and build from that. I think, like I said, the amount of people that try to avoid it or try to, oh, I'm just stressed out at work. Where does that follow you? It follows you home. Where does that follow you? It follows with your relationship. Where does that follow you there? Your health. It literally just, it's a snowball effect that goes down and down and down until eventually you get that talk with your doctor. Hey, this and so on disease and this starts to, it really does get to that point. But I think the thing is when people just complain about it, that's creating stress. When they just put it off to the side to procrastinate, it creates more stress. So how do you deal with it? You deal with it. It's not going to be
stuck in the conflict.
Yeah.
So if workplace is the problems of stress, like they're kind of saying, right? Does that mean on the weekends you don't have stress and you relax? Because how many people, please tell me, be honest with me. Are you relaxed on the weekends? Really? You might get drunk and relax. That's different. Yeah, that might.
Yeah, how many of you relaxed Saturday, but Sunday get stressed because they have to work on Monday.
Or how many of you really relax on vacation? Be honest with yourself because you understand it's not a workplace thing. It's a human being thing. Now, here's something that's important. The workplace, companies, corporations, large employers of people can be the fix, the mastering of stress. Why? Because they got a lot of people and it will save them a lot of money once they get it. Once they understand this, that investment will really return for them. But that's also how we shift society. If I'm teaching you in your business how to master stress, guess where you're going to take that? Home with you, mm-hmm. On vacation with you, on the weekend with you. So you see, it is a perfect place to work with people because people have to go there. But it can't work if we don't understand what stress really is.
Yeah, that's why you see places like Google and HubSpot that you went to. And
yes.
They look into how to, you know, master stress and mitigate it as much as possible so you can be productive, so you can be happy at work and be happy when you go home. And
I'm actually going to talk about HubSpot. I'm actually going to talk about HubSpot tomorrow. You know, when I talk about companies that are doing some things, but they're, man, I'm telling you, this is not a complicated process, people. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to tell people. But it's a process. It really is a process, you know? That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. And you could join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show notes. As always, until next time, stay inspired.